Emma Lee here with you, checking in on this Monday afternoon, and I have a very special guest in the 1RPM studio. Cheryl Crow is here.
Woohoo!
Yeah, man, thanks for being here. We were just having a little dance party to that Milky Chance tune.
I had to Shazam. My whole list of play music now is Shazammed from Lightning 100. So, and I've got all my buddies here.
Yes, we've got Fred over there on drums. Audley Freed is here to play guitar.
Robert Kearns
on bass.
Jennifer Gunderman on vocals, percussion. And
now normally Jen plays keys with you, right?
Because
I've seen you out and about playing keys a lot of times.
She's a badass.
Yes, your whole band is, and so are you. And thank you so much for all your support of Lightning. You're always tweeting about us and talking about us.
Oh, thank you for playing such good music.
It's pretty fun.
I mean, Milky Chance.
I know.
There you go.
I just discovered a new band. That's awesome. Well, we're super happy that you're here, and I'm really excited about your new song, Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. I mean, that title alone says a lot, so we're going to talk about that in a minute. You joined forces with St. Vincent on this song.
Yes, so, Annie Clark.
Yeah, so do you call her Annie? Or
the great and the wonderful. I call her
Saint
Annie. Yes, Saint Annie. Actually, after she played on the record, I now refer to her as Saint Annie.
Well, that probably makes a lot of sense.
But,
right?
No, she's.
How did that happen?
I met her actually on the Lilith tour. Bridge School.
Oh!
But there were a bunch of women on it. Not that that was Bridge School. But it was, and we wound up playing together with the Dixie Chicks of all people.
Awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
And then we continued on into the night hanging out with her. And she's an awesome chick, and she's just an incredible talent. And
she is, yeah.
So we stayed in touch, and I had this song, and I don't know, I was just like, man, it needs to be more frantic and more kind of just crazy. And I sent it to her, and I think you've probably seen the press about what her response to it was.
Unfortunately,
yes,
you can't say it, but you can figure it out.
Yes,
she was happy.
Yes, she said the F word, and yeah. So, and I sent it to her, and she literally just went to town on it.
That's
and
awesome.
Then sent it back, and I was like, man, you're a genius. So.
Did you ever think, like, what if she doesn't like it, or did you have those thoughts at all?
I totally wrote a big preface, you know, if you don't like it, I totally can dig that or whatever, but I was glad she did it. And you know, it's fun because, for one thing, there's so many great women out there who are still rocking,
and you
don't hear about them. I mean, thank goodness for Lightning 100, because you guys do play a lot of just great, straight up great music, and a lot of it happens to be women.
Yeah. It's out there.
So it's cool. You know, it's especially right now when the Grammys made the statement about women stepping up. She's just, you know, she's out there doing what she does.
Yeah, she's amazing. Well, I'm really happy for that collaboration, and it sounds like this record that you're going to do next year has lots of collaborations on it.
It does. It was a project of just total love and wanting to feel like I had a connection to my history, my past, the people that had inspired me to do what I do, and the people that have been kind of supportive of me all along. So I just started making phone calls, and
wow,
one of the first
awesome.
People I called was Chris Christopherson. That's how the whole thing got started, and went to Stevie Nicks and Joe Walsh and Keith Richards and James Taylor and Don Henley, who gave me one of my first gigs, and Johnny Cash is on the record. His family gave me his vocal from something that we had done.
Wow, that's really special.
So there's a lot of just great, there's great stuff on it. And
artists that have meant something to you that were heroes of yours, right?
Totally. People that have been heroes of mine and who still, to me, hold the bar. And, you know, Willie Nelson is one of them, and you know, I've known him for 25 years.
Wow.
And so all these people have just, I still pinch myself that I even know them, let alone,
right.
I've had the opportunity to play with them.
So. Oh, that's so cool. I'll look forward to that. We're going to talk a little bit of more about this being what you have said is your final album. That doesn't mean you're done. It's just as far as a full-on album goes. So we'll talk a little bit about that, but we're talking about the song Wouldn't Want to Be Like You, which is out now. You can go listen to it, but Cheryl and her great band here are going to play it live for us today. That's pretty exciting. It reminds me of a song, speaking of your first album back to 1993, on that record called the Nana Song. When I first heard this one, the sentiment is similar, and the music is almost similar.
It is, and I would not have put that together were it not for my having done a radio interview just last week about it, and this guy, wonderful guy, pointed out that it sounds like the sister song to it. And yeah, you know, it is, it's what I call a kind of a talking blues, although you could definitely step over the line and say it's kind of rap-ish. But back in 93, that was definitely considered more of a, you know, a talking blues or a rant. And that song, you know, I listen to it now and I go, wow, we're in the Me Too movement. And it was all happening there.
Yes, I mean, you were singing about it in 1993.
Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas, they're all in that song. So
pretty
it's
amazing.
Kind of funny.
But you didn't make that connection. This song came out of something different.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, we just got back from the UK, and we spent some time in Australia, and just being away from America a little bit and just absorbing the silence and being able to process some of the noise that we've all been kind of living through. It's just made, for me, this concept of what truth is and it really mattering be a complete and total glaring kind of neon elephant in the room. The fact that the truth doesn't seem to matter as much anymore. And definitely when you're raising two little boys, it's hard to explain. The truth does matter. Yeah. And eventually the truth will turn around and bite you in the ass. So, you know, you better live your truth.
That's good advice.
Yes.
Yes,
if you're listening, Wyatt and Levi.
And anybody, live your truth, man. Sheryl Crow said so. Well, you want to go ahead and play it and then we'll talk to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So this is a brand new song, Wouldn't Want to Be Like You, Sheryl Crow and her great band here live on Lightning 100.
Money is a Bentley parked on Main Street. Money is the new friends you make each week. Money is the inside guy at the bank. Money is the yacht right before it sank. Bet you never thought you'd want so much. Bet you never thought life'd be so tough. So you sell your soul for a piece of the pie. Now you can't sleep so you don't even try. Wouldn't wanna be like you.
Yes, that was incredible. Yeah, thank you so much, Sheryl Crow and her great band. That tune called Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. It's out now,
yes.
Go get it, man.
Yeah, it's been really getting some notice. That's fun. Oh,
that's
love
a
it.
Great song.
Thank
really
you.
Great. Love the lyrics, and I just absolutely love the energy of that song.
Thank you.
And I think that's what reminded me of the song we were talking about before, the Nana song.
The Nana.
It's got that energy. It really. Yeah.
We gotta bust that out, guys.
Yeah.
We gotta relearn it.
Learn that one. I know. Yeah. So, well, you killed it at Bonnaroo. It was great to have you there. That must have been
so much fun for you. Oh my gosh. We had a blast. I can't even tell you. I'm still. There's some picture of me floating around that looks like I'm doing the plank, which I was definitely not doing the plank. I was getting up off the stage.
That's awesome.
But that thing has gotten a lot of mileage.
So is the picture of you kissing the fans, Tom Petty. Oh, man. I know.
I just miss knowing that Tom Petty is alive and in the universe.
That his energy is in our world.
Yeah.
Seriously, me too.
Yeah.
But one of the highlights of my Bonnaroo this year was getting to see you sing American Girl. I mean, that was just perfect.
Have fun.
I was thinking beforehand, like, okay, all these people that are going to be at the Tom Petty Super Jam, I can't miss that. Even if it starts at 1:30 in the morning, I've got to be there. And I thought, man, if Sheryl Crow sings American Girl, I'm going to lose it. And you did.
Oh, that's awesome. Man, yeah. That was a real treat. And I got to do Mary Jane's Last Dance, and that was cool.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that house band, amazing.
It was really fun.
It was a blast. You know, when the idea was proposed to me, 1:30 in the morning, that's like...
What?
I'm REM, you know, I'm out.
Me too, yeah.
But it was
not a Bonnaroo.
It was fun. It was worth it.
It was really fun. Yeah. I'm really happy you got to be a part of that. And did you know Tom, or did you ever get to work with him? I know you've worked with a lot of people.
I'd never worked with Tom Petty. Hmm. I played with him a few times on different events.
Yeah.
In fact, I did Run Rudolph with him at the White House.
Wow.
I did know him, though, and we actually did work in the same studio just down the hall from each other for a while at Sunset Sound. And just they're good people. I know Ben Mott. I know Mike. I know Steve Ferrani real well.
Yeah.
So, just
very
good
cool.
people.
Yeah, very cool. You mentioned the Bridge School Benefit earlier, which is, I don't know if they're going to revive that. They didn't do it last year, but it's a show for listeners, if you're not familiar, that Neil Young and his former wife Peggy would put on every year.
Yes.
A benefit for amazing kids at a school up there in Northern California.
That's right.
Some of the most incredible performances have been at Bridge School shows. So.
Yeah, that was a really special event, and I hope they bring it back. You know, there's not that many opportunities where you see such a varied lineup of people play acoustic. I mean, seeing The Who play acoustic and
and Metallica.
Pearl Jam, Metallica, Coldplay. It was every year you just didn't know who you were going to get to see and hang out with. And it was
I used to go all the time and it didn't even matter who it was.
Yeah.
I would get my tickets as soon as the dates were announced because I thought, you know, it's all going to be brilliant. So really cool that you got to do that as well.
Yeah.
So this year, 2018, some kind of significant dates in your career. This is the 25th anniversary of Tuesday
Isn't
Night Music Club.
Crazy. Yeah. I can't even stand it.
Well, it's just the music is still so relevant, though. I mean, it still sounds so good, like the song we've been talking
about.
Nana's song is on that record.
It's weird. You know, that's one of the things that always strikes me about music. When you write a song and, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a song that has lyrics that still have meaning, this much later, you know, that's to me, that's like the most humbling experience. And I always, before I write a record, sit down with Bob Dylan's lyrics because
really?
That's the Bible to me. Because I can read those lyrics, and he wrote a lot of that stuff in the 60s, early 70s, mid 70s, and I read it, and it still holds. A lot of it holds true.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that kind of sets the tone. It definitely has set the tone for a lot of the stuff I've written.
Yeah.
That never made radio,
but that we get to listen to still. Yeah. So that's amazing. Now all the music is out there. A lot of kind of anniversary dates this year. I think this is also the 10th anniversary of Detours, which
was
a really important album in your career.
It was important to me. I handed it in to Interscope, and they were like, this is a brilliant record, and no one wants to hear this.
Well, what do they know?
I was like, oh, no.
No, it's a beautiful record. I mean, but
oh,
I know that it came out of some trying times in your life, so.
Well, actually, you know what? It's funny. I just said I was a year out from having had breast cancer, and I adopted my son. He was 3 months old. And there was a sense of urgency to write about the fact that we'd just gone into Iraq and the information we'd been given was not true and the environment, all of a sudden all this information about the environment was coming out. And it's funny because now, 10 years later, it's all the same.
Yeah. And you're speaking your truth, like we talked about earlier. And I think that's another reason why you're still a relevant artist today, because you keep speaking your truth. And when you're authentic, it matters.
Oh, know? Thank
it makes
you.
Sense. So
that's so nice, Annalie. I'm never leaving. I'm going to just sit here forevermore.
Okay. Well, can we talk about horses though? Because that'll
yes!
If you're going to stay here forever, then that's definitely going to factor into the conversation. I know you love horses as much as I do. So
I do.
It's so cool for you, and you came from California like I did, and here you are with horses in this part of the country. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, you know, strangely enough, I have horses right in the middle of Green Hills, and that's one of the things I love about Nashville is you can have horses and then be 5 minutes from a Starbucks. So
it's true. It's
if
true.
If that's not heaven, yeah. I don't know what is.
It is absolutely true. I can't thank you enough for being here today. It's been so fun to talk to you.
And, it's fun to be here.
Talking about speaking your truth and stuff, I recently saw, I think it was an Instagram post from Ryan Adams, and mm-hmm. he had made a statement, and some of the comments were just, you know, I shouldn't read comments because they're just crazy, but
yeah.
people were saying things like, you know, shut up and sing.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know, what if Woody Guthrie had shut up and stopped singing? What
yeah.
if Pete Seeger did? We yeah. probably wouldn't have Bob Dylan.
I think it's an easy response. It's super lazy. And I also, when I get that response, I always want to say, why do I have less of a right to speak out than you do, just because I make my living
yeah.
writing words?
Yeah.
It's always such a lame comment.
Yeah.
So if you ever send me that comment, I'm just going to tell you right now, you're lame.
So save your typing fingers, because
exactly.
you already got your answer. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, I got to ask you one more question before I let you get out of here. And we're going to play a tune from your most recent album, Be Myself, which another great Sheryl Crow record.
Thank you.
Well, there's actually two things I wanted to talk to you about. You worked with Aaron Lee Tashjian recently.
Oh my gosh, I love Aaron Lee. Hi, Aaron Lee. Hi.
We love him so much.
Yeah.
He's just one of my very favorite artists.
He just made a great record.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And my favorite song on it, Audley wrote with him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yay, Audley.
There you go. And I sang backup on it. I didn't even need
that.
To, but yes.
Yeah, but I heard that.
Such
that's
a
incredible.
Treat. Yeah,
so now, did
treat.
You guys meet at one of Willie Nelson's things? Or
no, he came out and did some shows with us.
Okay,
And one of the reasons was, if you can even imagine this, Chris is my tour manager, he and I are always Shazamming what you guys play.
And one of them was Aaron Lee?
Yes, and we're always like texting, and I'll say, hey, have you heard blah, blah, blah? Or he'll text me and say, have you heard of blah, blah, blah? He had heard of Aaron Lee, and it turns out my whole band knew him already.
That's so great.
So we had a great time with him.
No, I can't wait till that record comes out.
And he worked with my buddy Jeff Trott, so
yes,
made
yeah.
the record.
On that record,
so, yeah,
that is
lots
incredible.
Lots of connections.
Yeah, he's a great artist. And the last thing I wanted to ask you, is it true that you crashed the Michael Jackson audition when you wanted to be his backup singer?
I did.
You did?
I
read that somewhere a long time ago, and I went, that's pretty smart. I love that. So you were singing or auditioning for somebody else, and you overheard people talking about it?
No, I had been a school teacher. I drove out to LA. I took my tapes from doing some studio work to all the studios. I got a little bit of work, and I overheard some singers talking about this audition.
Awesome.
And I thought, well, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
So I went. And I wasn't on the list. They're like, well, you know, come on in.
That's awesome.
So I did.
I love that. That is the best story. That's the most rock and roll thing ever. You just crashed the audition and you got it.
And I got it. Yeah. And I saw him years later at a Grammys. I'm sure he had absolutely no idea who I was after like 18 months of touring with him.
But, well,
I had a good time.
Yeah, I bet you did. And you sang some really cool stuff. And you know, hopefully that sort of helped your career a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here, Sheryl.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was great to see all of you, Fred, Robert, Jen, Audley. Thank you. And Chris back over there, too. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Annalie.
You're welcome here anytime.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Ride your horse over. You ride your horse over. I'll ride mine.
Yeah, it's like the old days.
That might be kind of crazy.
I'll wear a bonnet.
But yeah, okay. A bonnet and a side saddle. All right. Sheryl Crow. We're going to listen to Long Way Back Home. This is a tune that Sheryl recorded backstage during the Hay Bale Sessions at Bonnaroo. So I don't even know if you've heard this version.
I have not heard it.
But it's really, really cool.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thanks for doing it, and thanks for being here. Sheryl Crow on Lightning 100.
Outside world, it's an awful big place. Well, that's for damn sure. I've seen more of this life than most have seen it. It's taken a mighty big toll on me to night. Sometimes you gotta face the light, get back in the ring, put on.
Lightning 100, what a great version of The Long Way Back Home.